This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple of moments, what we're going to be doing is talking about, well, something that we hit on last week. And usually what happens is in the middle of a conversation, something will just pop right out, and it's like, okay, when you study, folks, the prophetic, namely the Law and the Prophets, and you study out the lives of the prophets and their writings. It's interesting what you'll see. People are lost. People can't track. They're bewildered. They stand back and say, well, where did that come from? Well, let me tell you something. Prophetic people are very much the same way. Where did that come from? They get it. They understand it. But they also see, like others, through a glass darkly, as it tells us in 1 Corinthians 13. With that, what we're going to be talking about is what Charles Haddon Spurgeon said. He said, how ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. What we were talking about last week was Sodom and Gomorrah. And basically, Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because man refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. God will do what man leaves undone. But I want to tell you something. Man's going to wish he did what he should have done when he had the time to do it. Because when judgment comes, it encompasses all that are guilty. And as I've shared in the past, and I share again, friends, who's guilty before God? Those that commit the crimes or those that allow the crimes? Well, before God, both of them. Both of them are guilty before God. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. I want to hit a couple things on sonsoflibertymedia.com that have just come up. And I'll highlight it as we start to roll here. But the first article pops up, and it was just posted just a couple of moments ago. Report: 100 priests in one city ran horrific pedophile ring. Government looked the other way. Of course they did, because they're guilty of it. Folks, if you've taken the time, as I pointed the finger over to Conspiracy of Silence on YouTube, do take your time to do so. Do yourself a favor so you can understand that many of those compromised politicians that you see on a daily basis, you need to understand that they're compromised men. They're pedophiles. If you think that that's a joke, go ahead and check out Conspiracy of Silence, and you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's a story told, a true story told back in the 80s, late 80s, of an orphanage and the young kids that were being raised up, namely males, young boys that were brought to parties and hooked on drugs and then sent to Washington, D.C., and they were brought into pedophile rings, where many of the politicians that were new were filmed and then compromised and then extorted at length. And just to further solidify my point, friends, you can also go over to Brian Bender's story, which he broke several years ago. We had him on the radio from the Boston Globe, who had highlighted during an ICE investigation investigation in the DOD, the Departments of Defense in America, in the Pentagon, where 5,000 members of the Defense of Department in the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography. So you can understand, and by the way, Attorney General, the criminal, Eric Holder, during that time said that they did not have enough resources to investigate their own. Of course not. They're compromised men. That's why they don't stand for anything. As Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if they don't preach against sin, it means they're guilty of it. And so is everyone else, friends. Report 100 priests in one city ran horrific pedophile ring. Government looked the other way. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Want to go over to Arizona. Dad pummels man to death for following daughter into the bathroom. Now, folks, I want to tell you something, and you need to understand this, and I'm completely advocating lawfully for what the Word of God declares and what it commands. When God tells us if someone commits a crime, and he takes the time to reveal his mind to us as to how to deal with it, it would do us well to take heed to that. What's happening in this country is that people are beginning to take the law into their hands because they know that they cannot trust those that have been entrusted by we, the people, through delegation. They're no longer trusted to actually enforce the laws that they've been put in place to enforce. And that's why the people are beginning to take it into their own hands. When you have a government that stands back, along with a corrupt media and a CIA-controlled media, advocate for what God clearly condemns. Even the worst of men condemn, folks. Many of these pedophiles, when they go to prison, they're either castrated, beaten to death, or just straight up murdered, friends. People are sick and tired of justice not being served because we know that justice is that which guards our liberty. Isaiah 51:4. What this man did was justifiable. And we're seeing this more and more and more and more. Where the government fails to do their job, the American people need to stand up and remove them, disbar them, indict them, and prosecute them if need be. And replace them with men and women that will do their job, as before God and men, to remain a free people in righteousness. Remember, Charles D. Montesquieu said, "Liberty is the right to do what the law permits." And you're seeing on a daily basis in this country, if it's not the media, if it's not some corrupt representative or some corrupt judge advocating crimes, friends, I want to tell you something. The answer back is just this. In Arizona, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, a dad pummels a man to death for following daughter into the bathroom, and rightfully justified, rightfully justified. And we're seeing even good judges across the country justifying what the fathers have done to those that mean to hurt their children in so many different ways. I wanted to highlight this too, and I'm trying to take this in order because to prove my point, line upon line, precept upon precept. Did you see in Vermont here? On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Vermont, a mentally ill transgender man, wins the Democratic nomination for governor. America, can I ask you something? What is wrong with you? Now, of course, this is all being advocated and pushed on you to see how far they can push you, okay? But what we have is we have the mentally ill running for office. I shared with you just a couple days ago how there was four Muslims in the state of Minnesota alone that won the primaries. Well, this man who claims to be a woman now in Vermont wins the Democratic nomination for governor. Now, I also want to advocate and make you aware of the fact that this is a felony in the United States of America. And see, this shows you what happens when people become ignorant of what the law states. They put up with this and they allow them to dispossess righteousness as it is.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. I just wanted to give a shout out to WZNG 14 AM, Shelbyville, Tennessee. Welcome aboard again, WZNG 1400 AM, Shelbyville, Tennessee. Folks, we have over 100 affiliates across the United States of America, this being a brand new one. We also broadcast into 53 countries, and we just wanted to give them a public acknowledgement and a thank you for their trust. Again, that is WZNG 14 AM, Shelbyville, Tennessee. Welcome aboard. Folks, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, I was just highlighting in Vermont, you have a transgender man who wins the nomination for governor in that state. This is a felony, America. Do you not understand what the law says? And see, this is why the Lord said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, when you continue on, he said, you are being destroyed because you have forsaken my law. And the Bible tells us that those that forsake the law praise the wicked. And this is exactly what's happening. Just get the law out of the way so people don't know the difference, and then we'll put the wicked in their place. A man that wants to become a woman, wants to rule as a governor in that state, when he doesn't even know what's right and wrong, when he looks in the mirror, friends, and the only reason he's doing it is because the people are letting him do it. He's doing what he's doing because the population at large will pretend with him that he really is a woman. That's how sick the American people have become in this country. It's not just those that we call out friends that are sick of mind or mentally ill or reprobates, folks. It's the people that accept this abomination before a just and a holy God as well. Now, do I need to add more Do I need to add to or take away, Father, or friends, concerning what I have in, what we have in front of us right now? I'm pulling up a quote by Samuel Adams right now, forgive me. Neither the wisest constitution nor the wisest laws will secure the liberty and happiness of a people whose manners are universally corrupt. You can have all the laws in the world that work for liberty, friends, but if you don't abide by them, you don't embody them, friends. And first and foremost, if you don't know the difference, how are you going to remain a free people? You're not. You're going to lose your freedoms. And that's exactly what's happening in the United States of America today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Investigative journalist Jen Moore found dead 1 week after interview of Bill Clinton rape victim and reporting to FBI and DOJ. Folks, and I'm about to prove this point again. It's where the American people are afraid to go to agencies, to those that have been put in authority to execute the law against crime. I mean, here you have an investigative journalist, Jen Moore, who takes the time because a young man came forward and said that Bill Clinton was violating me during his tenure. And 1 week later, after she reports to the FBI and the DOJ, don't tell me you don't have the fox in the chicken coop, friends, because you do. And again, I'm about to prove it to you even furthermore concerning where things are at today going over to New Mexico. Just hold on a second. Investigative journalist Jen Moore is found dead 1 week after an interview of Bill Clinton rape victim and reporting to the FBI and DOJ. Now, can you imagine if Donald Trump would have kept his promise and brought forth that special prosecutor to prosecute both of these that have sold down the river the American people time and time again, Article 3, Section 3, through treasonous acts? Can you imagine, friends? Do you know that Jen Moore today would be alive? Do you know that many more people would be alive today if Donald Trump would have kept his promise? Now he's calling them good people, as you well know. But again, where they fail to leave off justice, it's your job to make sure justice goes forward, regardless if they do their jobs or not. This is what I wanted to bring up next. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. After releasing suspected school shooters, child killers, feds trash the compound, destroying all evidence. Now, I just watched a video on this morning. And it was interesting to note that there's not one person that's been interviewed, not one person that's been questioned, even concerning what their opinion may be as to what took place there with these terrorists from Somalia that were heavily armed. By the way, they're illegal aliens that had a compound out in the middle of nowhere, heavily armed, by the way, with tunnels going under the compound, okay? And when you look at the picture, there is no way any agency could have missed what's going on here. But when you begin to see, friends, outside of the fact that a little boy was killed, and we also know now that there was 11 young people that were being raised up to commit jihad against police and future school shootings. Well, they were all released. You know that because the lawyer said this is Islamophobia. This is racism, as if to suggest Islam is a race, right? Give them enough rope, friends. Yep, you know the saying. But here you have it. Folks, is this not telling that after releasing suspected school shooters, child killers, feds trash compound, destroying evidence? You wonder why, America, people question agencies? Is this not telling that they would come in and trash a compound? No, they all the while knew the compound was there. And I'll tell you this, friends, we're going to find out sooner or later that they were a part of the plan, just like they were in Garland, Texas, just like they were, friends, over in Mandalay Bay. This is why people question, why was all of the evidence destroyed, friends? You can take this back to John F. Kennedy's assassination. You can take it to the false flag attacks. You can take it to the Parkland school shooting, friends, where the videos still have not been released. But how many gun control policies have been passed against we the people over the last 5 months? And all of this, friends, going on under the brand newest administration while men slept. Matthew 13, read it when you get a moment. But here again, you have the feds trashing the compound. See, friends, you need to understand these school shootings work for anti-gunners. See, this is what dictators do. They send in their brown shirts, friends, and they commit the crime. And then after the crime is committed, they kill off the killers most of the time. And then what they do after that, or they just move them around the world to commit another crime somewhere else. But then what they do is they come in and they play the problem solver. I mean, doesn't this remind you of Fast and Furious, friends? Barack Hussein Obama goes over to Mexico to blame the American people and hopes to shut down gun shows, to shut down gun sales in the United States, in gun shops throughout the United States of America, only to find out, friends, that they were the ones guilty of arming the criminals in the first place concerning the 300 people that were shot down by guns that were given unto them by Barack Hussein Obama and none other than Eric Holder. And just think about it, friends. They're not prosecuted. They're rewarded with book deals. They're rewarded with deals across the United States of America, across the world, where they make millions of dollars as they sell their soul and they sell you down the river. And they do it because they can. Is this not telling the headline alone? After releasing suspected school shooters, child killers, feds trashed the compound, destroying all of the evidence. Why would they do that? Because their fingerprints are all over it, that's why. Their fingerprints are all over it. That's why they had to trash the compound. That's why they had to destroy the evidence. For anybody to sit back and say, I trust the FBI, I trust the CIA, I trust the police authorities, I want to tell you something. You might want to wake up a little bit. And don't take things for face value, America, because enough is enough is enough. If that headline right there and the facts line up don't tell you whose fingerprints are all over that compound, I can't help you. Nobody can help you. And this, again, is the very reason people are beginning to take the law into their hands, because government is not delivering justice as promised. I want to go over to another article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we're going to pick up what we're going to be talking about on the other side of the break. You know how I told you the Minneapolis Star Tribune is endorsing and advocating those that mean to destroy the we the people? I shared with you that we had four individuals that just won the primaries, all Somalians. As a matter of fact, some of their victory speeches, as we played during the beginning of the week, friends, were in Arabic. You couldn't understand a thing that they were saying. The gym was filled with nothing but women waving their signs back and forth, praising Allah. Praising Allah. Well, Minneapolis Star Tribune finally mentions perjury allegations against Muslim congressional candidate after she wins. Friends, I'm telling you, it's the politicians and it's the media and these agencies that need to be vetted. They need to be cleaned up. Because, friends, we're finding day by day, they're not working for us. They're definitely working against us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know how- USA Radio News.
The jury in the trial of former Donald Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort returned to court today for its second day of deliberations. Meanwhile, outside the White House today, President Trump spoke about Manafort.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
Investigators in Colorado say they believe they found the bodies of the pregnant mother and her two daughters allegedly murdered by their father. Christopher Watts made his first appearance in court Thursday as a sole suspect, likely facing three counts of murder. These friends of the couple stood by Christopher when they thought his wife was just missing.
We feel so stupid about that now. Like, trusting him to stay the night in the same house as our daughter.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. It's the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just got another post on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Authorities bulldoze New Mexico jihad compound, leaving ammo paperwork behind. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? So, by the way, this is exactly what they did to Sandy Hook. Just bulldozed the school right over. Same thing that they're doing in Parkland. They're going to remove the building. If you're looking to know who your enemies are, friends, I want to tell you something there. To your right, to your left, in front, and behind. Isn't that tampering with evidence? Of course it is. And again, keep in mind the reason they're doing it is because their fingerprints are all over it. You can mark my words. Why else would they have been given a pass to have a compound, a heavily armed compound with tunnels, a little dead boy, and raising up children, 11 children, to commit school shootings in the future? Commit jihad, friends. And against police. Why would the FBI do something like that? Huh. I mean, you can play stupid with them if you want. The fact of the matter is, I'm not. Also wanted to let you know, Tim Brown just posted in Minnesota here. This ought to hit home with everybody, regardless of where you're at. Pamela Geller just reported that a massive Muslim Brotherhood display of power to take place at the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The capacity is 73,000 people. We don't know what they're going to pull, but the fact of the matter is, friends, they are doing exactly what they said they were going to do. It's a show of power. And isn't it interesting, I've shared with you concerning Albana, who admired Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler used to do this all the time. He wanted display, he wanted a public display of power, and that's why he gathered the masses together. And this is exactly what they're doing. And it's a secret plan, by the way. Now it's not a secret, because it's out and about. Because we just made it out and about concerning the information that people need to hear. America, this is happening in your country. This is happening in your country today. Asad Zaman is the executive director of the Muslim American Society in Minnesota. Zaman also runs the notorious Tariq Ben Ziad Academy, a taxpayer-funded Islamic school that is also sponsored by the Islamic Relief Charity. You're paying for it, America. Also speaking is the anti-Semitic Imam Walid Idris al-Manessi. I mean, folks, some of these names. Manessi is the head of the University of Minnesota, a hotbed of extremism. Manessi also runs the Dar al-Farouk Islamic Center, a perennial bad neighborhood. And the address for the Super EID, Inc. is right next to several Somali money exchange services as well as Somali daycare businesses. Super EID Suite 106, Medina Management LLC, Medina Management Market, Medina Coffee Shop, another service which is a money transfer. This blogger said, I call it money laundering, a service transferring, according to the website, only to one country, to Somalia. When asked what the purpose of the Super EID event was, the reply came that it was a display of power. It is indeed a display of power from the Sunni Muslim mafia in this country. Where's your president, America? Where's your DOJ, America? Where's your FBI, America? Or that, besides attacking you and me? Or that? Just so you can be made aware of what is happening in your country. Again, keep in mind, most people are out there sitting there blowing the horn of all these agencies that are, in fact, behind many of the false flag attacks in this country. You take it how you want to take it. But the facts are the facts, because we have yet to see any prosecutions from this administration concerning the bad guys as you know them. Not one.
Well, Donald Trump, he just got, pulled John Brennan's security clearance.
Oh, really?
Well, he fired three people over there now.
Yeah, I know. He fired James Comey, and what happened after that? James Comey gets a book deal, doesn't he? Just like anybody else that attacks the administration, because America still hasn't figured out how this works. And we got Tommy Robinson from the UK trying to warn the American people that we're already overtaken. Now they're coming for you. And just last week, through Judas, Paul Ryan and this new administration, they go back to Obama's immigration policies of open borders. And you're all caught up through the CIA-controlled media with Donald Trump in the NFL right now, which is nothing short of diversion. Nothing short of diversion. All the while, you're being overtaken by a foreign power. And this has been going on for a long time, by the way, incrementally. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, read it. And if you want to read the whole thing, do yourself a favor and do so. And line it up, line upon line, precept upon precept concerning today's events, because they're all there. Same thing with Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. You have the media beating up on this administration, and this administration does nothing but call them names. And the American people are entertained by that. Completely entertained by that. You know, some people, I think if they would just do themselves a favor and take the time and just look up simple words. Go back to the Webster's 1828 dictionary. Like for example, the commander-in-chief. What does it mean? Well, that's all you have to do is look to government's purpose, and that's to restrain men from breaking God's moral law. Period. Guy today said, well, you know, we're not a theocracy. No, every country's a theocracy, like it or not, goof. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, when you look at a commander-in-chief, also sometimes called supreme commander or chief commander, is the person or body that exercises supreme operational command and control over a nation's military forces. Hey, folks, you're under attack today like you never have been. And this under the guise of everything's going to be better. America, you know, let's make America great again. And then on the other hand, you have a Cuomo over in New York talking about how America's never been great, folks. And you sit back and you let these people do that. Do you think that was his motto before he got into office? Absolutely not. Do you think he turned his message once he got there? Yep, the day after, just like every other representative. They get there, they get into power, and what do? They forget who delegated that power to them, right? A technical term for commander-in-chief, it refers to military competencies that reside in a nation state's executive leadership, a head of state, a head of government. What's been done? Just seen something yesterday again. It's funny how this just keeps popping up right in front of my eyes, how the military and Chinese are talking about a strike against America. All diversion. But I can tell you this, what is a fact, it is going to be Russia and China that are going to nail you, America. Because all this domestic insurrection is being all created, friends. Go ahead and take it to the bank. It's all being created to get your eyes off of what's really going on. And what's really going on while you're paying attention to Donnie and the NFL playing games to divert your attention once again, friends? Well, behind closed doors, the Muslims are going to have, well, thousands and thousands of Somalians, Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood terror ties all the way through, showing and displaying power in Minneapolis. What else happened? Well, we had 55 new bills in 26 states of gun control aimed at the American gun owners, as if to suggest it's their fault for the crimes committed by a criminal, right? Passed over in the last 5 months, of course, by none other than a majority of the good guys, as you're sold, the Republican governors across the United States. Well, what's happening in over there in New Mexico concerning those bad guys that were raising up those kids to commit jihad against school children in America and against our police forces in America? Well, Donald Trump is fighting with the NFL. Or he's fighting with some girl that used to be a part of his cabinet, right? Eye off the ball. Get their eyes off it. How come the media is not highlighting what's going on here? Why are they doing this all covert-like? And why is the media helping them along in the process? Where is the commander-in-chief, America? Where's the commander-in-chief? What is he doing? Outside of the fact that you're being entertained, what is he doing? I just want to know. He's being attacked by the media. Yeah, but he's just calling them names, isn't he? No, it's his job to bring that DOJ in force against those that are committing crimes, and that's what we're not seeing.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment. Boy, that kind of hit me a little bit. The information being thrown down onto us. And, of course, you're not going to hear this through the state-controlled media, corporate-controlled media, as to what you're hearing here. And, by the way, you can thank God that you have alternate media in the United States of America still. By the way, they're slowly censoring more. Brigitte Gabrielle was just blocked by Facebook and others. But they're slowly but surely censoring people out, friends, because they don't want you to know the truth. That's the problem they're having. Okay? We're going to be talking about Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because man refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. I got 2 hours tomorrow live, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. I will cover it then because I want to stay on this vein. Just obeying here, friends. Not entertaining. I want to go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com just to kind of further solidify my point as to what's going on here through diversion. We're finding out now through Project Veritas, James O'Keefe over there actually did some undercover work with CNN, and they were talking about this Russian collusion and that there's nothing there. Just like I told you, there was nothing there when they first started this little charade. It's all there to divert the American people away from what's really going on. And that is a Muslim influx. And I'm telling you, friends, first and foremost, you're not being told the truth about the numbers of those that are coming into this country. But let's go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com to further solidify my point. Was the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting a setup by Clinton operatives within the Russian ties? I mean, folks, just think about how stupid this looks. Instead of dealing with the corrupt Clintons, they stand back and let him commit another crime, and then they sit around and talk about who's guilty, as if to suggest they're going to do anything about the problem in the first place. It's all diversion. It's all diversion. Nothing more, nothing less. And it's also interesting to know, friends, I did a video, and I did a piece on this in the radio show, concerning pro wrestlers. And what Jesse Duplantis, or not Jesse Duplantis, forgive me, he's a harlotin. Prosperity preacher, but that wasn't thinking about him. I was thinking about Jesse Ventura, who said politics, politicians, and wrestling are identical. He said they're exactly the same. I did a piece on these arch enemies, these nemesis folks, those that are put up in front of the cameras as enemies. Behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. Do you think this isn't happening in politics? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar. I mean, just think about this. How many presidents have you seen? I just showed a picture last week. I posted it of Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, and that of George W. Bush all hanging out together, laughing, patting each other on the back, doing their thing. I thought they were all enemies. Of course not. They're all working for the same people. Right? And for some reason, the American people have put into their minds, they have cast into their minds that Donald Trump, for some reason or another, got in without their help. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? All right? And ever since he's been there, this is all we have seen is diversion. And as I just shared with you during the last segment, things are getting worse. They're not getting better, are they? Nope. We haven't seen any prosecutions, have we, America? Nope. Isn't that the job of the commander-in-chief? Yep. Isn't that the job of the DOJ? Yep. Isn't that the job of the FBI, or so we're told? Yep. What have we seen? We've seen nothing but corruption inside of these agencies. Impotence, incompetence is the word, to say the least. Was the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting a setup by Bill Clinton operatives within Russian ties? What do you think, America? Should we spend another 6 months on this one now? This new question? What about this one on sonsoflibertymedia.com? Internet Just Crowd. Funded release of 4,358 CIA mind control documents. Okay, well then deal with the CIA. I mean, if someone comes knocking on your door and they're trying to break into your house, what do? Do you deal with them, or do you just let them break inside of the house? As I've said, in quotes, in reference to Ben Franklin, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And that's what they're doing. Okay? This Antifa and these groups, the Black Lives Matters, and these other groups, friends, that are out on the streets stirring up that domestic insurrection that you see, constantly being fed and shoved down your throats by the media, you need to understand they're all paid provocateurs. They're paid. You understand? It's all paid for. It's all bought and paid for. Okay? Here's another one. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Peter Strzok plays the victim, raises $390,493 in just 36 hours. If that's true, folks, there's a lot of ignorant people in this country. Wow. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, to further solidify my points, the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo, admits to committing and continuing to commit a federal crime, but no charges. He laughs at the face of the American people. Is this how liberty remains, friends? Is this called freedom? Or is freedom under attack by those that are actually there to make sure and ensure that we have our freedoms and our God-given rights? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, another one to further solidify my point. Media and FBI complicit in cover-up of Feinstein's Chinese spy driver, who is also her office director. Of course. Folks, these people are not there to ensure your rights. They're there attempting to strip them away. Okay, and you're only going to listen to me when you're in it, let me tell you. But I want to tell you something, friends. You're in it. You're in it. Another headline. A government's own report shows tax dollars spent in Afghanistan having boosted opium production. Remember I shared with you on the radio probably 9 months, a year ago, in between that timeline, what's going on over in Afghanistan? And I was watching the Hornet's Nest. It's a documentary called The Hornet's Nest. And our military was actually guarding these long buildings filled with opium. They're drug wars, America. And they're using our military to further their political agenda at the expense of your blood and the blood of your sons and your daughters. They want war, send them. That's how you end war. Here's another one for you, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Horrifying UN report details widespread child rape by high-level UN employees. I'm blown backwards. I don't even know how to respond to some of these headlines. I never thought in a million years I would see my countrymen stand back and allow this kind of stuff to take place in this country. Another one on sonsoflibertymedia.com showing you the incompetence of this administration. Muslim refugee couple arrested in Tucson on terror charges and immigration fraud. You can rest assured, friends, they'll probably be released in a week or two. Just on a signature bond. They don't have to put up any money. No, don't worry about that. And then I want to show you how the people in this country have taken their delegates and how serious they are about remaining a free people. Just on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Representative Keith Ellison is accused by another woman now. This is brand new, friends. Another woman of domestic abuse. Okay, and this new woman coming forward has film of him abusing her and dragging her off her bed. Her son was filming him. And she said that he's power hungry. He's very power hungry. Yeah. But, you know, he won overwhelmingly, we're told, by the Star and Tribune once again. He won overwhelmingly in the primaries. This information, by the way, friends, came out before people voted. It's called the American people are going to get what they're asking for. They surely are. And the only thing I can do for you, friends, is giving you the resolve concerning the Word of God. And this applies to anything, friends. It really does. Good, bad, evil, righteous. But in a righteous sense, you establish judgment so you can have righteousness and peace within the gate, Isaiah 51:4. This isn't how you remain a free people and stand back and watch this stuff happen.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.